We're doing Schalia. We're up to the 12th chapter. What they call the 12th chapter. Masad var Adonai al Yisrael Ne'um Adonai Noteh shamayim v'yoseh id aretz v'yotzer ruach adam bekirbo. The following prophecy that Hashem gave over Israel. And Rashi learns, this is the conclusion of the prophecy, how Hashem will bring retribution to those that harmed Israel. So Hashem says, Ne'um Hashem, so says Hashem, Noteh shamayim v'yoseh aretz, I spread out the heavens, I lay the foundations for the earth, v'yotzer ruach adam bikirbo. And I'm the one that gave man his life. And Hashem says, being that I control everything, I control the heaven above, the earth below, and the spirit that's within the human, so I'm in control. Hine anochi samet Yerushalayim safral lechol amim saviv. Hashem says, I will make Jerusalem into a saf, like the word sefel. I will make Jerusalem into a mug, into a cup of poison. Lechol ha'amim saviv. To all the nations that surround Jerusalem. Just as if there's a cup of poison, whoever drinks from it dies. So too all the different armies that come on Jerusalem will fall. Jerusalem will be like poison to them. Vegam al Yehuda. Hashem says, the nations will not only come against Jerusalem, but they will also come against Judea. And Hashem says that it will be a cup of poison for them too, those who surround Judea. That's one understanding. The other understanding is, that when they come to lay siege on Jerusalem, there will be those Jews who join forces, who are forced to join in the siege on Jerusalem. And Hashem says that the poison will poison whoever is laying siege on Jerusalem, and the Jews who are with the enemy will also fall. V'haya v'yomahu asim et Yerushalayim Even Mamasa Lechola Amin. On that day, Hashem says, I will make Jerusalem into this huge rock that's beyond people's capacity to carry. Jerusalem will become this very weighty stone Lechola Amin before all the nations. Kolomese Hasarot Yisareitu. The stone that whoever tries to carry it, they scratch themselves up. They can't handle the weight. V'nesfu aleha kol goyei haaretz. Hashem says, just as there are stones that if you try to carry and they're beyond the person's weight, they hurt a person. So too, Jerusalem is beyond their capacity. And so when the nations gather around Yerushalayim, Bayom ha'o ne'um Adonai akeh chol sos batimahon v'rochevo bashigaon. On that day, Hashem says, the people will be stunned, the horses will be stunned, and the riders will go mad. Hashem says, it's not going to work. They won't be able to have a normal war. They're going to try to attack, and suddenly things will go out of whack. V'al Beit Yehuda efkach et einai v'chol sus ha'amim ake ba'ivaron. Hashem says, I will watch over those from Judea who join forces with the enemy, but the horses of the nations will all go blind. So, Hashem says he'll protect those who were forced to join forces. And when the leaders of Judea will see how the enemy is stunned and the horses are stunned, the riders go mad, so then the leaders will say, Amitzali Yosheveh Yerushalayim Badonai Tzevaot Eloheim. They are going to say, Amtzali. Amtza is like omitz, like chazak ve'ematz. They're going to say, the people of Yerushalayim were powerful on our behalf. They must have prayed for us too. And they must have known that we're not interested in taking them down, and that we're here against our will. We were forced to join forces with the enemy. And so Hashem will watch over those people, and they won't think, oh, it's my credit, it's because Hashem loves me. But rather they'll say it's because of the tefillot of the people of Yerushalayim. Amtzali yoshevei Yerushalayim. The people of Yerushalayim, they strengthened me, they prayed for me. Bashem tzvakot Elohim. They prayed to Hashem, who's in charge of all the armies, he is their God. Bayom ahu asim et alufei Yehuda kechior eish ve'etzim. Hashem says, on that day, I will make the leaders of Yehuda, those people who were forced to join forces with the enemies, I will make them like kior eish ve'etzim. Kior over here is like tanur v'chiraim. It's an interesting word. It's not like we use today. Today, kior is a sink in modern Hebrew. But kior, in the terms of the Navi, is a big fire. I don't know why Ben Yehuda chose to make kior a sink. Kechior eish be'etzim. It's going to be like a huge flame that envelops a lot of wood. Uchilapid eish be'amir. And it's going to be like a huge fire that takes hold of the pile of hay. Ve'achelu al yamin ve'al simol et kol ha'amim saviv. And they will conquer, Yehuda will conquer to the right and to the left all the nations that surround it. Ve'yasheva Yerushalayim od. Tachteha b'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will again sit in its place in Yerushalayim. And the Navi is referring to the fact that when Titus destroys Yerushalayim, so then they rebuild Yerushalayim, and they rebuild it, and it's not on the same location. And now Yerushalayim will return to its ancient place, to where Yerushalayim was supposed to be. Vehoshia Adonai et ha'olei Yehuda barishona. Hashem says the first to be saved will be the tents of Judea. And again, we're talking about the tents of the people who were forced to join forces with the enemy. Leman lo tigdal tiferet bet David vetiferet yoshev Yerushalayim al Yehuda. Hashem says, I'm going to save them first before the war, so that if they are end up walking into the war and only then I would save them, so then the people of Yerushalayim would have no choice. They'd have to fight them too. And then there would be a situation where the people of Yerushalayim in the house of David are fighting the enemy, and they're fighting the Jews that are with the enemy too. So Hashem says, I will first save the Jews that are among the enemy, so that the house of Yerushalayim, the house of the glory of Yerushalayim, the glory of the house of David won't overcome them, that they won't have to be attacked by the people of Jerusalem when Jerusalem is under siege. Bayom ha'hu yagein Adonai be'ad yoshev Yerushalayim ve'haya nichshal bahem bayom ahu kidavid. Hashem says, when that time comes, I will protect the people of Yerushalayim from Gog. This is the final war of Gog and Magog. And even the one who stumbles among them, the weakest among the citizens of Jerusalem, will be as powerful as David, who was so successful militarily. Uvei David keElohim keMalach Adonai lifneihem. And the house of David will be like an angel. They'll lead them to war. So he says the weakest will be like David, and the house of David, and the house of the leaders will be like angels. V'haya bayom ahu avakesh leashmid et kol hagoyim habayim al Yerushalayim. Hashem says, when that time comes, I will seek to destroy all the nations that have attacked Jerusalem, that have come to attack Jerusalem. V'shafachti al Beit David v'al Yoshev Yerushalayim. Ruach chen v'tach anunim v'ibitu elai et asher dakaru. Hashem says, and at that time, I will give out with abundance. V'shafachti literally means I'll spill out over the house of David. And the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, I will pour over them ruach chen v'tachanunim. Hashem says that they will have chen. How do you translate chen?
Grace.
Okay. And they will also come before me to daven before me, v'tachanunim. They will lay their requests before me, v'bitu elai, and they will turn to me to ask me what should they do with eight asher dakaru, with the one that was killed. And Chazal say that this is a reference to Mashiach ben Yosef. So they're going to turn to me and ask me, what are we going to do? Hashem says they're going to turn to me and ask, what should they do now that their great leader is going to fall? And that great leader is Mashiach ben Yosef, who will fall at that time. V'safedu alav kemispeid al hayachid v'amer alav kehamer al habechor. And they will eulogize over him as one would eulogize over an only son. And they will rehamer alav, and they will be embittered over him like one is embittered over their firstborn son. So Hashem says they will have a great success at war, but their great leader, Mashiach ben Yosef, will fall, and they will eulogize and weep bitterly over him and turn to me and ask me, what are they supposed to do now? Bayom ha'hu yignal ha'mispeid birushalayim kemispad adad rimon bevik'at megidon. And on that day, there are going to be such great eulogies in Jerusalem. The eulogies will be like the eulogies of Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddon. That's what the Navi says. And Chazal say, they did research, they looked throughout all the Tanakh, they never found any Hadad Rimon who had a eulogy in the valley of Megiddon. So Chazal say that the only way you can understand this pasuk is if you have a tradition. Like it says in the Targum, that it's like the eulogy of Achav that was murdered by Hadad Rimon, and like the eulogy of Yoshiyahu that was murdered by Paro in the valley of Megiddon. Those are the comparisons. So Achav was one great leader, and Yoshiyahu was another great leader. And when these two leaders were killed, one was killed by Hadad Rimon, and the other was killed in Mikat Megiddon. It's not talking about one eulogy, it's talking about two. V'safena ha'aretz mishpachot mishpachot levad. Every family will get together to eulogize him. So it'll be a everyone's going to want to give him that honor. So they'll have separate eulogies. Every family is going to set that up. Mishpachat Beit David levad unsheyehem levad. Mishpachat Beit Natan levad unsheyehem levad. There's going to be precious families, the house of David, the house of Natan, and each one is going to eulogize alone. And now he's going to enumerate all the important families of the time. Mishpachat Beit Levi levad unsheyehem levad. Mishpachat Hashimi levad unsheyehem levad. The family of the house of Levi, their wives alone. The family of the house of Shimi, their wives alone. Kol ha-mishpachot ha-nisharot, mishpachot levad unsheyehem levad. They'll have eulogies again, each family on its own, and the women alone will have their eulogies, all of this over Mashiach ben Yosef. And when that time comes, Bayom ha-hu yiyeh mako niftach leveit David ul-yoshevei Yerushalayim. At that time, Hashem says, a new stream will come out of the temple. And this is the stream that the Navi Yechezkel also spoke about, and the Navi Yoel also spoke about, that there will be a stream of water coming out of the temple. There will be Makom Niftach Leveit David Yoshvei Yerushalayim. It will benefit the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Lechatat Ul Nida. They will take water from that for the Chatas, for the red heifer, the Mei Chatas, the waters of the Parah Aduma. And for Anida, if a woman has to immerse herself after her period, so she too will be able to use that water. So the waters will be there for the service of the people to purify themselves. And we'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem, next week.